just talking.
Old palms.
So. I really apologize for all you. You missed a really good introduction. Okay.
Batteries are okay.
What?
Batteries are okay.
Yeah, the batteries are fine. I just never press record. My apologies. This year will be somewhat shorter than the normal one. Maybe I should give. I'll give the director at the end for those people who want to hear. I have a very. It'll fit in the end too. Okay. So all of you don't want to hear it twice. You can all leave. Oh, Daniel, you heard the second time. So we're caught in the middle of this great tug of war between. Wow, I had already set it up now, and I'm all like, "Verschlugen." Okay, we're caught in the middle of this great tug of war between the Zionists on the one hand and the religious on the other, where each one totally rejects the other. Come along, the religious Zionists, and say, "You can have both. You can have your cake and eat it too." And not only can you have your cake and eat it too, that's the EDL, that's the ideal, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be Torah, and it's supposed to be a Jewish nation. Not only don't they contradict one another, that was the ultimate idea, that was the purpose, that was the design. So Rav Teichdahl, last week, he went totally in the other direction. What did he say? He said, oh, those nationalists are doing the right thing. So now a Torah person is going to hear that and say, oh, whoa, one second. You can't say that, because if you say nationalism, I reject you. Right? Because you're supporting the nationalists. So now what he's going to do is do a 180 and say, exactly like we do and say, but if you think that that's the end all and be all of what Judaism is supposed to be, you're wrong. That's not how we build a nation. We don't want to build a nation through the umiyut, Jewish nationality, which people argue. Rather, how do we do it? L'chud ela ki goy kadosh anachnu. We are a holy people. V'akdusha tuluya b'torah hakadosha chitzivanu Hashem. Right, the Holy Torah is connected to us. I have to stop here and give you an aside. I don't know how many of you follow NPR. With NPR, I'm not talking about the funding saga, which nobody really cares about. But on NPR, there was a very interesting article about a former top chef. Oh, sorry. National Public Radio. American, liberal, government-funded.
Jewish-supported.
Wait till we get to Jewish-supported. So the article was about, the report was about a restaurant in Los Angeles run by a former winner of Top Chef who has Jewish and Scottish heritage. And the entire restaurant is built upon the idea of taking Jewish ideas and adding pork. Oh. I kid you not. The whole thing was about a matzo ball wrapped in bacon. And he says, you know, and so if you read, like, new spin on Jewish food, and it's, like, very controversial and whatever. So, like, what's really interesting, I should blog about this, what's really interesting is, in the article itself, if you listen to the report, he says, my parents are Jewish, his mother's Israeli, his father's Scottish, both of his parents are Jewish, his father was Israeli, his father was a kosher butcher, this I can love. He goes, so his father's a kosher butcher, his grandfather was a kosher butcher in Israel. So he says, but, back in the day, you couldn't get pork in Israel. So his grandfather, who was a kosher butcher in Israel, would smuggle pork products through Lebanon only for his personal consumption.
Now he's gotten.
And now he has a grandson. Right, now he got his yichus. You know what I'm saying? Really? You know what I'm saying? That's so, and I thought, like, it's like exactly like you said. And it's like exactly like, what do you, you know? And now your grandson, and I don't know, maybe the Zeta's proud, but now your grandson is promoting the idea of matzo balls with bacon wrapped around. The guy is like, the really funny thing he said, just don't serve it on Passover. I'm thinking, why not? Like, what, you know, like, what's the difference if you serve it on Passover? And pork is not chametz, it's pork. You know, so if it's Pesach or not Pesach, you know? And so I thought to myself, like, this is l'umiyut. What's Judaism? Judaism is matzo balls wrapped in bacon. Because it's still Jewish food. Because if you know how to cook, he explains that the fat from the bacon makes the matzo ball al achas v'kama fluffier than it would have been otherwise if you just make it with the normal.
That's not right.
That's what he said. It's delicious. He said he was trying it as a joke, but it was unbelievable. And a chanami probably is unbelievable, but it's not Jewish.
Now there's a matzo ball.
What? You know what I'm saying? And we now have a situation where it's like the perfect illustration of what is Judaism. And the sad thing to me was to the vast majority of Jews in the world. It's East America, for sure. Like, you know, what's more Jewish? You know, if I would have this matzo ball wrapped in bacon, or you're forced to eat, you know, crackers because you have no kosher food on the road and all you can have is, like, you know, snacker crackers. We have matzo balls. That's a Jewish thing, matzo balls.
There are, like, those There are tons of like Jewish delis all over the
right Jewish
world,
delis
which have like
no kashrus whatsoever.
No,
none whatsoever. So, but this is what he says. I heard a talk from Rabbi Asaf Bednarsh in YU. He gave a great talk about the idea of what is Jewish music. So he says, to me, Jewish music is anything that brings you closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it's music that brings you closer to God, that's Jewish. What's kosher? What's Jewish food? Jewish food is food sanctioned by the Torah. You can eat sushi, that's Jewish food if it's kosher. Jewish food is not matzo balls wrapped in bacon. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly Rav Teichtal's position. These people are building a nation. They think they're building something Jewish. And they're not. They're building something. If you build it devoid of Torah, then you lose the notion of what Hafla'ah is all about. Hafla'ah is sanctity and kedusha. Kakatuv, hayom niyeta la'am. Now you're a nation. I'm going to go on. V'achacham ha'aravi. Kina utana b'shem am ha'sefer. He called us the nation of the book. V'chachmei sha'arumot karim anachnu b'shem am ha'ruach. They called us the nation of the spirit. Al-hen, טעות הוא ביד אלו המאמינים שדי לנו חס ושלום במושג הלאומיות בלבד. It is a mistake for those who think, God forbid, that לאומיות, nationality, is enough. כי מושג זה אין במציאות לנו כלל. He says this concept of the Jewish nation, devoid of Torah, does not exist. וגם כי מוריד עצמו בזה מהמדרגה הגבוהה, You deride us, you degrade us from that great level, from the high level that we're on. Shigbanu Hashem al shar ha'umot, that God elevated us over the nations. Ki gam v'shar ha'amim yesh musag l'umot. Every nation has nationality. V'rak al yidei musag ha'torah anu nifla'im mehem. How does it translate nifla'im? Only through the Torah are we distinguished from them. Okay, separated. Midrash Eicha. Amru, im yomacha adam shiyesh chochma ba'umot ha'olam. People say there's chachma in the world, the nations of the world. Chachma ba'olam, ta'amin. Believe. Yesh Torah b'umat ha'olam, al ta'amin. If they say there's Torah, don't believe. Ba'ayin tiferet Yisrael ha'maron ha'maral, da'at Torah motzi'ah otanu mi'olam ha'teva, u'magbi'ah olanu l'mala mi'ateva. I think it's a very important line. A very important line. Because if you want to live in, only in this world, all is well, I hope. Both of you? All's well? Okay. It'll be on tape, and you had a good guitar. If you want to live in...
If you, is this
his own?
His?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay. If you want to live in... Take the book. If you want to live in this world, if you want to live only in the Olam HaTeva, in the natural world, then you're right. Then all we need is nationality. But the idea is for the Jewish people to live on a higher plane, to live on an exalted level, to live on a higher level. And that's incumbent upon us to make every effort to do. Ve'en anochem machzikim otan et atzmenu l'am ha'Torah. Im anochem machzikim otan et atzmenu l'am ha'Torah. If we consider ourselves a nation of the Torah, u'metaknim et darcheinu beruach ha'Torah, as ha'Torah magbia otanu l'malah min ha'teva. He says, and then moreover, if we consider ourselves the people of the Torah, then the Torah elevates us above nature. U'mashe'en l'hasig mitzad ha'teva, Misigin anu b'zchut ha'Torah, and that which we cannot achieve naturally, we can achieve supernaturally in the zchut of the Torah. V'gam b'li Torah en lanu kiyum ha'chayim klal. He says, and I'll tell you honestly, without the Torah, we have no life, we have no existence. T'mashar Rabbi Akiva b'degaya b'dagayam b'masechet brachot. You know that analogy in the Masechet Brachot, Rabbi Akiva. They asked him, why are you teaching Torah? And he said, imagine a fish. They said to the fish, we'll let you live as long as you just live outside the water. It's my life. It's my oxygen. So you can tell me I'm going to live outside the water? Well, thank you. I mean, it's not possible for me to live, so I have to teach Torah. Ve'en anu umak klal. Ve'zot hafla'atenu mishar ha'umot. Why? Ve'hem einam kshurim b'datam v'cholim liyot l'um af v'lidat. They can have a nation without a religion. Ma'she'en ken etzlenu. V'zeh she'amar Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what Moshe said, V'niflinu ani mi'amcha mikol ha'am asher al panei ha'adama. Mikol ha'adama shem v'nei ha'adama. Od zot they do. And know this. D'yinei kol ta'anotenu al eretz Yisrael. Hirak mikoach de'anu to'anim d'shel avatahu. He says, okay, why do we have claim to eretz Yisrael? Because we claim it's from our forefathers. D'avotenu yachvu ba'me olam. U'kmo she'omim v'lashon ashkenaz. Anybody here speak Yiddish? V'heben ein. So whatever, I can't even try. Historisches Recht auf Eretz Israel, sie ist das Land unserer Vater. Unserer Vater, I get, right? יש לנו חודה היסטורית אחת על ארץ ישראל, זאת ארץ אבותינו. שהוא ארץ אבותינו, he says, how do we know that it's our forefathers' land? מפורש, בתורה ובנביאים הכתובים. How do we know? To the Torah. וגם כל אומות העולם מודים בזאת. And they also agree. ומכוח טענה זו, אנו באים אל המשלות הגדולות, המשלות בעולם, לתת לנו ארץ ירושתה בחזרה. Like, what right do we have to be here? Our whole right to be here is the fact that we claim that it belonged to our forefathers. How do we know it belonged to our forefathers? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. How do we know Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them? Because we have the Torah. Okay. That also. Okay. And since it's all built on that, that we have to fulfill all our conditions of the inheritance. Again, he goes back. And the condition is, I said this whole thing. If you don't follow the ways, you don't get the Yerusha. The Rashba and the Marsha, this is a good vort for Purim. Next week is Purim, okay? They said the following. And I'll just allude to you, I'll explain to what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Shabbos says the following. This is related to Megillat Esther. The Gemara says that when the Bnei Israel came to Har Sinai, the Gemara says, "Vayitiyatzvu batachtit har." They stood batachtit har. Batachtit har is a very strange language. And what does it mean?
Mountain was.
Okay. Up. What does the language batachtit har mean?
Underneath.
No, right. It doesn't mean at the foot of the mountain. It means figuratively mean the foot. Batachtit har means they were under the mountain. So the Gemara says, "Melamed." It teaches us, "Shekafalem har kigigit." Gigit is a beer barrel. God hold over them. This, the mountain like a beer barrel. Amar, I mean, he said, "Im tekablu et haTorah mutav." If you accept the Torah, great. Vimlav, and if not, squash. Sham take vratem. I'll squash you like a grape. Okay. So the Gemara says the following. One second. If that's true, Mikan, this is his quote. Moda'a rabba le'oraita. It's a great indictment against the Torah. Why is a great indictment against the Torah? Hey, God, why should we keep it? Why should we keep it? If, in fact, you forced us to keep it, and we don't want to keep it. So the Gemara says, you know what the answer is? The answer is in Purim. Kimu v'kiblu, right? The Gemara says, what is kimu v'kiblu? They fulfilled and they accepted. Kimu, they fulfilled, masha kiblu kvar. You should just know. It's over?
Stopped.
Your previous commitment. I understand. What's going on now? You'll tell me that. Okay. Kimu masha kiblu kvar. Okay. They fulfilled that which they accepted already. You should just know, this is an important theme in Megillat Esther in general. The theme of Eretz Yisrael is a very critical but hidden theme throughout. Meaning, this theme of nationalism versus religiosity also played a tremendous role in the first exile. Because the way the Torah was given, God gave the Jewish people the Torah at Har Sinai, and they, quote-unquote, relatively, immediately went into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, they kept the Torah, they didn't keep the Torah, they built the Beit HaMikdash 400 years. 400 years is a long time. Okay, the national holidays, there's no like, I don't know, what's a national holiday where you're from? What's a national holiday where you're from? Do they have holidays where you're from? What?
Fourth of July.
That's a holiday where you're from?
I don't know where I'm from.
I know where I'm from. What's the holiday where you're from? What's the Independence Day?
That all changed since I left.
Guy Fawkes Night.
What's it called?
It's not a holiday then.
It's not a day after Christmas.
A lot of Mindu.
Valentine's Day.
You don't have national holidays?
Boxing Day.
They don't have national
holidays.
What?
We're bank holidays. Yes. The bank's closed.
Yeah.
Holidays, yes.
There's no like government closed, the nation takes a rest.
Boxing Day, Christmas Day.
No, that doesn't count.
No, bank holidays.
What's a bank? They don't have like in America, they have Memorial Day
six
or Independence
or seven
Day.
Days a year.
What are they called?
Does anyone have a name?
They are holidays where the entire country stopped. Bank
right.
Holidays.
What's the problem?
Banks close on a Monday
it's
or a
bank holiday.
Or a Friday.
And random.
It's all random. It's random.
It's the first Monday of May.
There's a few.
Is there anything significant that happened in that country on the first day of May?
They got all the banks. It's nothing to do with the national holiday.
Bank holiday.
That's
they
a messed
in
up
Australia
country.
They have Cup Day. Does that help you?
They don't have like Independence Day or like
in Melbourne they have in Melbourne,
some king killed another king day or you know. Veterans Day.
But they're not holidays. You don't get time off work because of them.
All right.
I'm appreciating America more and more.
I really, seriously. Okay. So, seeing that example totally bombed on me. In America, we used to have national holidays. Right? What's a national holiday? July 4th. So now it's all about how much money you can make by selling stuff to other people. But in theory, it's about celebrating national independence from the tyranny of the British Empire, which also no longer exists, but whatever. Okay? There's an idea of celebrating independence. So imagine that America was overtaken by radical Islamic Iranians, okay, who then kicked all the Americans out and exiled them to Iran, all the people that survived the nuclear terrorist attack. And now all the Americans living in Iran. Would they still celebrate July 4th?
Probably. Because America is an idea today. It's not just...
Okay. But the celebration would be only in light of the fact that they want to return to America. Correct?
What about Thanksgiving?
Would they celebrate Thanksgiving? Oh, that's a good one. Would they eat turkey? Would they clandestinely eat turkey in Thanksgiving? You know, to celebrate the prohibited American...
Probably.
We're good. Okay. If they thought they were going back. What if they decided that they were going to radical Islamize themselves? They've decided, given up on America, and now they want to become Iranians. What would they do then? Would they still celebrate July 4th? No, they give up on it, right? The old country's
even,
done.
Even if they didn't, they would give up on July 4th because their nationalism is extinct. There would be a new America
Correct.
Reborn if they were able to chuck out these radical
Very
Iranians,
good.
But so there would be no previous.
Now, what happened when the Jewish people were kicked out of Eretz Israel? Did they think that they would return?
Yes.
They did.
Still, yeah,
yeah.
No.
Sure.
Yeah. But what's a national holiday?
Really?
Yeah, even Ahasuerus.
And? Very good. And? And what did the Midrash say about his first party?
It was to celebrate that they were wrong.
Correct. He was worried about it, but he wanted to celebrate that they were wrong. Who participated in said celebration?
Jews.
Everybody, including?
The Jews.
Why did the Jews participate in such celebration? Because they themselves didn't think that they were going back. And they for sure didn't think they were going back. And they had relegated themselves to good citizens of the Persian Empire. Except for our hero of the story, Mordechai HaYehudi, who himself, I don't know what to be assimilated, but who himself was not resigned to that fate. Okay? So the whole notion, there's a subtle theme, this sub-theme of this notion of Jewish nationalism, independent of the Torah, a lack thereof, right, versus supernaturalism and acceptance of the Torah. Is there such a thing as a Jewish nation independent of the Torah or not? And you'll notice, very important, when Haman sent out his letters, right, he sent out his letters to how many countries? 127 countries. Right? And when Mordechai sent out his letters, he also sent it out to 127 countries, plus Ve'el ha-Yehudim Kichtavam Ve'chilshonam. Meaning what? What's the message of sending the Jews in their language and in their, according to their Lashon, according to their, I don't know.
You're not part of the club.
You're not part of the club, and
you have your own club.
So this idea of Jewish nationalism and its connection to the Torah of Kimu V'Kiblu, this inherent thing, religious Zionism in the Megillah. And I mean it's 100%. I'm not just like toeing the party line. This is, I think, a huge issue in Megillat Esther. Do we give up or don't we? Mordechai said, if we give up, we're done. Kadosh Baruch Hu will end us. So either you decide we're going to, this exact point of Rav Teichta. If you're going to keep the Torah, great. If you're not going to keep the Torah, understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, you don't keep the Torah? Then he's out of the picture, you're gone. It's a very stark message of Purim. You know, and the Jewish people get the message. Kimu v'kiblu, kimu mash kiblu kfar. They understood and they said, either we're going to be Jewish, or we're going to reinvigorate the idea of Judaism, and what emanates from the story of Purim, obviously, Shiva Tzion, the child, the Koresh, blah, 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 Esther initiates, Ezra, the return, and of course Ezra was the precursor and the catalyst for Anshei Knesset HaGdola and the reinvigoration of Rabbinic Judaism. The idea that there is a religion independent of that. Remember, this is before the Rabbanan, before Shuls, before any of this stuff. What was Judaism in Persia? The answer is, clearly,
language, clothing, and names.
Yeah. Matzah balls wrapped in bacon.
No, that's not food. That's not just a culture.
Yeah, culture is food.
What do you mean?
Right, but why would language,
all of the
clothing
of Jewish crap?
I think that's exactly the point of the Jewish people participating in the Mesibat
Achashverosh. It says that they also ask
kosher, kosher wine, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's kosher.
Keep Shabbos, no. All those things.
But
I could say something harsh, not to you, but to them. Whatever.
To me.
No, it wouldn't be directed at you. It would be directed at people who keep kosher. But I'll leave it there.
What?
Well,
we
didn't
do much
of the party. Was it was or was not kosher?
Pshat? No way.
No way.
What do you think? How would you have kosher wine? Only kosher waiters? Shtiakadat enones means literally.
It was kosher and no one was forced.
Right.
That's how I think most of the Farshim understand it.
Well, the Pshat is. No, Shtiakadat enones means.
In the vessels of the.
Well, the Pshat, in the Pshat actually, no, not, the Jews weren't at the celebration either. It was really a military party, but. In the Midrashim, the idea that the Jews went to the party and the Kelim Kelim Shonim. Right. What were the Kelim Kelim Shonim that he was wearing? Achashverosh is wearing Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Kohen Gadol. And the Jews are there. It's like you're celebrating your own downfall. No?
That's why.
You're celebrating the end of your people.
The Gemara says that. It's not that they went to the party, it's that they were in Nehana from the Sudan of Russia.
Okay.
But they enjoyed themselves. That wasn't the beat.
And what does the Gemara say about the fact that they were in Nehana?
That was there.
That and that what?
That was why they got punished.
That justified Klaya.
Yeah.
Their extermination.
Right. So they enjoyed it. Instead of saying, instead of being sad about it, they.
Instead of mourning, instead of not participating, instead of crying, right. And the fact that they didn't tells you what? That they didn't. Oh well. Move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, lo aleinu. Lo aleinu. What would the Jewish people, to what degree nowadays we see less and less people relating to Israel? Meaning, when the Holocaust was very fresh, I would say, obviously 50s, 60s, 70s, even the 80s, right, American Jewry was very tied to Israel. With the Holocaust, the memory of the Holocaust fading, you see more and more committed Jews, you would call them, not assimilated Jews, committed Jews who don't consider themselves Zionists, who identify more with the plight of the Palestinian people than they do with the state of Israel. You're talking about committed Jews.
What do you mean committed? Fine committed.
People committed to the Jewish people, connected to the Jewish community.
As well.
Oh, not committed to Israel, that's of Israel per se. Not connected to Israel. They don't feel a strong association with Israel.
It's more of a sense of not being committed. People are feel like the Palestinian people out of a sense of like, Western, social justice.
And Achadami, but they don't feel connected to Israel. I totally agree. They don't feel connected to the idea of a Jewish nation.
Sure.
Yeah?
They just feel like those people out, like, in the Shtachim, or wild men on the mountain, and that's not really, the normal Jews.
Yeah.
It's like those people going off the edge. And that's why we don't identify with them.
From the things that I read, I don't know these people personally, but I hear people tell me that many people, even in leadership in the Jewish community, they don't consider themselves Zionists. Zionists, settling in Zion. That's, whatever. Since there is a great moda, a great criticism against the Torah before Mordechai and Esther, if they never accepted the Torah, and there's this criticism because they never accepted the Torah, right, before then, it says, okay, the answer is Kimu V'Kiblu. But before Kimu V'Kiblu, they never accepted the Torah. They were forced to take the Torah. So why is that Modar Rabbah? Shenatam lehem Eretz Yisrael, ba'avor shishmer ta Torah. He said, the answer is very clearly, that's what they say. Because the whole point was, they got Eretz Yisrael, so that they would keep the Torah. Eretz Yisrael hima rasha. Va'al t'nai natan ha'elanu, ota shishmer terato. Kamar shema David, David said, va'iten lehem, Artsot goyin ba'avor yishmeru chuka v'teratav yinzaru. The kevan shelo kimu avotenu matanai. Since they didn't fulfill the condition, then matanai nitbala. It's not that they were blamed. No, they didn't accept it. Fine, but Okay, he says, listen, you don't have to accept the Torah, but I'm giving you this gift. I'm giving you this inheritance on the condition that you do. You don't want to accept it, understand, you'll lose it. And that's exactly what they say. That's exactly what they say happened. Okay, I want to skip a little bit. Yes, we're going to skip to Samech Hei. Al-Kain, because I want to finish this this chapter today. Al-Kain. See, it's the beginning of the line. Al-Kain Mechuyavim Anu. Samech Hei, you see where I am on Samech Hei? Do you have a different printing? You have the same printing? Okay. Okay, Mechuyavim Anu. Therefore, we are obligated. Mechuyavim Atem. Mekulanu Lirot. The Yisod HaBinyan, the Yisod HaNahala, the Yisod Kol HaChayim, Yeh HaKol Beruach Taratenu HaKadosha. Atem, who are the Atem? You have to see that the foundation of our living, the seculars, you have to see, it's all based on, it has to be in the Torah. V'rak Az Naskil V'Nasliach. Ukema Amar HaKatub Yoshua Sheiveti Le'el, as I said, V'Az Yesh Lanu Ta'ana V'Chazakah LeYusha. Then we'll have a Ta'ana claim, and a Chazakah, and a hold on this Yerusha. Ve'im chas v'shalom anu notim miderech haTorah, if God forbid, we deviate from the Torah, nafla kol hatana. Ve'ein lanu shum zkut al zeh, and then we'd have no merit. U'kshenafal ozer, kashel azur. Okay, this is something, some very painful things. When the helper falls, then he who is helped also stumbles. Kasher ra'inu be'einena kame ukulei upshurei. Some stumblings and confusions. So he's talking to the secular Jews, and he says, you've stumbled a few times in the last few years. From when you started to build the land. Kama nafshot naflu mi Yisrael, sham ba'artenu hakadosha b'lo chamas bekapehem. Sound familiar? Right. Those who are listening to the tape, you missed the introduction, I'll hopefully go over it. How many Jewish souls perished without any guilt, without any personal obligation. They're not guilty. They didn't do anything. Through the zealousness, the jealousness, the hatred of the Arabs. What's his thesis? And how do we feel about it today? His thesis, as challenging and theologically difficult and challenging as it is the following. It's quite simple. His thesis is, if we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to protect us in a way that's me'al hateva, we have to accept the Torah. And if we conduct ourselves not on the basis of the Torah, then we allow ourselves to be subject to the rules of teva. And we don't deserve the supernatural protection of Me'al HaTeva. If we want to be, have that unique protection, then we have to be that holy nation. And because we're not, therefore we suffer.
Does he say we have to be that holy nation in the Holy Land? Or is he just saying we have to be that?
For sure in the Holy Land. He's talking about in the Holy Land. He's talking about the 1940s, 1930s, 1940s. I mean, you see terrible things. You know, the pogroms and you know what I'm saying? Why are innocent Jews suffering at the hands of Arabs if you're doing holy work? Right. And he says the reason is because you haven't accepted upon, or we haven't accepted upon ourselves, the idea of that building Eretz Yisrael is going to have to be through holy nations. And to extrapolate, I'll say it, because this is what he says. And it's very challenging to say. He says, if the state of Israel was a Torah institution, if it was run al pi klalei ha-Torah,
we would have
Westfield. We wouldn't suffer the things that we suffer today. Every Jew would be protected.
Imagine if like some guys got up and said, the reason that this family died today in Itamar was because people aren't from the Chal Shabbos in Tel Aviv.
That's what he said.
I know, I'm just saying. Like,
well, he didn't say that. He didn't think it's people in the Chal Shabbos in Tel Aviv. He wouldn't say that. I don't think he would say that. I think he would say because we as a nation are not committed to the values of the Torah.
He's saying the reason your Zionist effort is failing.
He didn't say that. He didn't say they're not failing.
The reason that we're getting patched.
He said the reason we're getting patched. He said the reason we're stumbling. The reason why innocent people are killed. It's theologically challenging. And especially theologically challenging this week. I mean, if we had learned this last week, maybe we would have struggled less. But
And yet, don't we feel that
in light of
the wars we've won have been supernatural, but they've been miraculous, even though the place is run by secular Jews. Over the years, maybe less than
but we have a lot of suffering. Like, just because you win a war doesn't necessarily mean you haven't gotten...
Where's the script to win the war? And more than that, what he says is that we are then, you know, we're not protected. We don't get any extra protection.
I didn't say that. I think we do get extra protection.
No. See, if we don't keep Torah, then we lose this special force field.
See, in my view, it's not a zero-sum game. It's not all or nothing. I mean, I think sometimes we do.
No, hold on.
Let's say this example. You follow...
Different point.
Yeah.
He's saying, if we don't do it, then we don't get anything. We don't get force fields. We're just like any other nation.
Right.
But we're not like any other nation.
Right.
We are beaten up year after year by somebody else. Somebody else picking on us. And no other nation has this. Yes, we survive. But no other nation gets
And he would
this
say, what's the point of that? What's that
then
for?
Then it is supernatural.
What's that for? No, it's not supernatural. That's natural. There's a natural... How shall I say this? There's a natural, inherent, I would say, force in the world to remind the Jewish people that we are special and we are unique. And so we have two options.
That can't be natural.
That's what? Natural. It's built into the system of Teva.
System of Teva?
I think so.
Well, it's not natural that one people over every other people survives the things that we did.
That's supernatural. But he's saying, why is it, it's also supernatural that they all hate us?
It wasn't supernatural that Egypt was the one to punish us. They didn't have to, but because they did, they were...
You could say it was divinely guided. It was divinely guided. They were perfectly happy to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Why is it so theologically challenging to say that as observant Jews, we're trying to better ourselves, to better the world, to ultimately bring upon...
That's not theologically challenging. It's theologically challenging to say that five innocent people were killed in Itamar because the government doesn't keep the Torah.
That's part of the picture of we're all not living up to Hashem's expectation.
If you don't find it theologically challenging, that's okay. I struggle with it. Meaning, what is the connection between these five people? Like, you know, they are innocent.
If anybody's keeping the Torah, it's five people.
What?
No, but there are people outside. It could be myself who did something, whether consciously or subconsciously.
It's difficult. I struggle with that.
But there's a cause and effect. I call Israel everything, but
I'm
responsible for everybody else.
Right.
You know, if I forget to make a bracha, then someone else make it.
Chas v'shalom, but maybe.
Yeah.
Really? You don't find that theologically challenging? He forgets to make a bracha, and some guy breaks his arm in France.
No, I mean that's me.
You know.
Otherwise, if you don't believe that, then like everything else falls by the wayside.
Falls by the wayside. Like the personal responsibility.
There's a community.
And Gmul and Chesed and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dealing with me the way I relate to him.
He does that also.
What's so challenging? These are beautiful people. These are Shomri Torah mitzvahs. They were raising their children,
We don't understand, like...
The ideal?
It says after the Chet HaEgel, that because of the Chet HaEgel, Aaron's sons were killed.
Yeah.
And, then we say, Aaron's sons were killed because they did something wrong.
Mm-mm.
Because they... Whatever it was, they...
Well, the Torah says that Vayavu Eish Zara.
Right, so whatever. So they brought an inappropriate fire. So how can you say that they were killed because of Aaron's chet? The answer is that it's much more complicated than that.
Yes.
It's that Hashem is able to weave the tapestry in such a way that gamzeh begamzeh. In other words, that fact that I ate lunch without making a bracha, could affect me and also could affect somebody else. Hashem has an ability to make that complexity so that, it's not, it's not just a one-to-one relationship.
I understand what you're saying. I think we should acknowledge the challenge. I don't think we should just accept it like that. I think that greater thinkers than us find it what I'm saying? You'll hear... I think the danger lies in the fact, like you said, of saying that because of Jews, Michal Shabbos in Tel Aviv, there was a... I remember I was listening to Aaron Lichtenstein once and NYU, and he's doing what we would call a press conference, and they asked him, there are people that come out and say, when there's tragedies in Israel like this, some Rav will say, we discussed this before, I think. Some Rav will say, because the theaters are open on Friday nights, blah, blah, blah. And he said he found that theologically abhorrent. You know, but you want to say it in a much broader way and say that if we deserve the divine protection of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then these people wouldn't have suffered. Well, I mean, I think we'd all agree with that, maybe. You want to say it in that way?
Like, why don't we daven for rain? Like, we daven for rain, and then, like, when we don't have rain, we, like, say this tefillah because we believe that if we improve, then rain will come. Where it's collective, whatever.
Yeah, my mind. Okay.
Is there a possibility of Meyer?
Can you grab Johnny? What do we? How many do we have? Nine? Okay. Send him a text. Ain ani. Unbelievable, the technology we live in. Ve'en ani choshatchem chas v'shalim ba'amma u'miruchachem ta'asu zot. This is unbelievable what he says. He says, I don't think you guys intentionally did this. El rak mimei shehevetam imachem ba'aliyatchem la'aretz et ruach ha'amim shenikleta bachem b'yotchem ba'atzot ha'galut. He says, you guys have been in galut so long that you brought this foreign idea of nationality with you. So it's not your fault that you're totally wrong about the idea of what Judaism is all about. Kama amar katuv, as it says, right? You learn from them that pork tastes good in matzo balls. It's a good analogy. I like that. I'm weaving this analogy through the whole. Okay. Says, you have been infected with a non-Jewish ideology. And it's causing you all to stumble. Ach, if my nation would hear me, kimato vechem achni amar pasuk. The Torah says, tazvu, the Navi says, tazvu et ruach ha'amim sheveitam imachem. Abandon this foreign spirit. V'tiru la'asot ha'kol api atzak dole ha'torah. V'yash Rav Teichdal, who should be in the Knesset?
Rav Yashiv,
the Gdolim, all the Gdolim. She'akol na'aseh b'ruach ha'torah. Everything should be done in the spirit of Torah. Ki Torahtenu k'dosha, shira b'dal, liftorat kol ha'shelot ha'chayim. The Torah has all the answers. It can answer all the questions. Hamadiniim, the national ones, both and I ter tovu mo'il, b'chol idan v'idan. In every era, the Torah can address. By the way, I think we believe this. It wouldn't just be Rabbi Yashi. There would be a council of wise Torah sages who would make the appropriate decisions in consultation with the Jewish leadership. What do we call that body? That's right. That's exactly what we call that body. And would they do a better job, we hope, than the elected leadership that we now call the Knesset? One would hope. One would think, at least they would do a little bit better. The land will blossom. This is his theology. He says, our job is to take what they've done, an amazing thing, but they've only done half the job. Because if they think that you're done when you build the country, you're making a big mistake. You're not done because you have to now infuse it with spirituality. And whose fault is it? As he's going to say over and over and over again, whose fault is it that Israel, the land of Israel, Medina Israel, Eretz Israel, is not infused with spirituality? Whose fault is it? Our fault. I.e., what? He's talking to, what?
The rabbis.
His fault. He's talking to the Haredim. He's talking to the Haredim and the Hasidim and the Amcha. He's saying it's our fault. Why is it our fault?
We're not there.
You can't play. You can't affect if you're not in the game.
Can't have the ball with the bat in your shoulder.
That's right.
This is not different from Cook's message. Kind of saying
I'm not enough of a cookie to be able to really distinguish. But what do you mean? Yeah.
But Rav Cook's theory is like everything's kadosh and you need to find like the shah within the chol.
Right.
He's saying it's time to go there.
He's saying that what you've done is good, but it's missing a critical element. Meaning, he would agree that what they've done is good, but he's saying what they've done is good because they fulfilled the mitzvah of Binyan Haaretz. I think Rav Kook would say what they've done is good because it's the nitzotz of Gedusha in every aspect of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're right. I think it's fundamentally different.
From totally different angles.
Right. Correct. Coming from totally
one's
different
in
angles.
In a ghetto in Europe and one's in the land, pouring positivity.
Where, you know where Rav Kook got his, was educated?
Of course, in
right. Right, so they're not that far apart.
No, but at the time of the writing.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Okay? Okay, Amru b'midrash yirashirim b'not Yerushalayim, Rabban Amru, Altikra b'not ele b'not Yerushalayim. Who are the builders? Zogonadre g'dola, the Sanhedrin, Yerushalayim, u'mubinim otanu, ota b'chol she'ela u'she'ela. Hainu, she'kol ha'binyan nechtach al-pihem, v'chol she'el t'chaim v'amidina v'tumar yidei p'hem. Rambu Yerushalmi depeya pasuk ki lo diber reiki mechem devar reiki mechem. It's not empty from you. She'ein beitin shnodim nafsham al devar shloit kein beyadam. Beizin devote themselves, then it will happen. Nimsach sheyesh koch biyag dolei Torah liftora kol beruach Torah. Al kein, therefore, achai v'reai ami, my friends, achai ami, kamoni kamochem, iftan nafshin liyot v'atzachat ha'aretz. We want you to succeed. Ubeharbat digla, ramat digla. We want you to raise the flag of Israel. Okay, Shamuli, please. Imatem rotzim otziman bracha masei edechem. If you want to see what you do succeed, as kafuas mechem lachmei gedolei hador nosei degel haTorah. All you got to do is subjugate yourself to the Das Torah. What are the odds of the secular Zionist saying to the, you know, the chachamim sitting in Meir Sharm, oh yeah, we've decided that we would now like to hand over the reins to you when you make the decisions. We have to stop here? I'm like out of time, correct? What? I have 2 minutes to finish? What do you say?
Do you give out Torah? Okay, okay.
Okay. Let me, I'd rather, well, one second. I don't want to stop in the middle, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm going to finish. Okay. Don't think we don't need you. If you don't bring the Torah in, then you'll never succeed. Ki, see where I am? Oh, the end. 3 or 4 lines in. Just like we need you. Ki gam b'yimei Shlomo matzinu shebacha l'chom l'chet m'lacha m'lacha b'minyan ha'adat. We need the experts who were builders. Shekorim fachleit. What are fachleit? You all speak Yiddish? Professionals. L'chol davar v'davar. Gam kein bizmanenu yodeh k'chol achad shebelafachleit in ignot haaretz. If you don't have engineers, you can't build buildings. If you don't have oncologists, you can't cure cancer. You need gardeners, you need experts. Okay, yodeh k'chol mevin she'ein tzvichim lachem l'upa'anu tzvichim lachem. We need you. Aval gam atem tidu. But you understand. She'gam atem tzvichim l'gedolei Torah. What's he advocating? He's advocating a holy partnership. Don't think you know everything, and don't think we know everything. Okay, and I think we, by the way, make that mistake sometimes. We think we know everything, and we can accomplish everything without the experts. And that's not true either. You need a partnership.
So
what? No, I mean the other way. I think the rabbi sometimes, we in the religious sphere, sometimes forget that you need experts also. This is a great line, the Gemara says. If David wasn't sitting and learning, Yoav would never succeed at war. And if Yoav wasn't fighting the wars, that's a very beautiful idea. But the idea is most important that each side understands the importance of the other. And this is an idea that I think we all, this is religious Zionism. That there's a partnership between different people and different areas of expertise, and everyone comes together to build a great land. Okay? B'zchut avotenu hakadoshim yorir ratzon elyon digmor maaseh yedechem b'shleimut. The zchut of avos should awaken the idea v'ein satan v'ein pegara v'lo yitzatzev ish bifneichem. What's that from? Lo yitzatzev ish bifneichem. Where's that from? All right, he says it's varim. It's also from?
Yeah.
From Nizim Megillah v'itpardu kopo le'aven. Okay. We're going to skip to 4 lines on the bottom.
No?
No luck? I already missed it. They all devoted themselves to the Torah. Go next door, find somebody. It's all its glory will return. We will elevate the name of God. Until the Gula will come. B'mheira, b'ameinu, amen. Kein yamar Hashem. Amen, v'amen. You want to build a land? You want to succeed? You want to have a successful land? You guys did an amazing thing. But understand that without the Torah, you'll never succeed completely. Without the shleimut of the Torah, it will never reach its complete potential. And that's why you see, like, here now, like, we're close. It's not all or nothing. It's not a zero-sum game. There's so much Torah in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, even today, like, if you're listening to the news, they were reporting what Bibi said. Let's I'll give you an example. I would say, like, when they were quoting from what Bibi said to the cabinet today, and so Bibi said, they were talking about what did Bibi say to the cabinet after he called to be Menachem the parents of this couple that were killed, the grandparents.
Where they live?
The couple in Itamar, the grandparents are wherever in Israel. They're Israelis, and they basically said both sides said Rosh HaMemshala, Kvod Rosh HaMemshala, אנחנו מתפללים שהקדוש ברוך הוא ייתן לך את הכוח לנהל את המדינה ואת העם שלנו בעת הזאת. הקדוש ברוך הוא שגיב you God, and Bibi Netanyahu in the Knesset said, they prayed that Hashem should give me the כוח. He's not a religious man. He's not a religious man. But there's a religiosity to him. There's an element of...
It's also not a fool.
What? What did you say?
It's also not a fool.
What does that mean?
It means that it's like whatever. Put it on a keep
the way he... No, I don't think it's just that. You think it's just that? I don't think so. I'm not that cynical.
No, it's Bibi. I mean, if it would have been Rabbi,
no. Right, probably not. But you know what I'm saying? And this, I think, we're not nothing. It's not nothing. But we're clearly not there.
He's claiming it's a partnership, or he's saying it's a partnership.
Yeah, but everybody should be at the same goal. Everybody should be at the same goal. Did you get? Did we have? Nothing? Nobody? Aaron?
No, 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 no.